Ian Scholz. Roger Ailes, the evil genius behind Fox News, has been profiled relentlessly this spring. New York Magazine posted a piece on Ailes claiming that his days as a GOP kingmaker may be coming to an end. A source close to Ailes told New York that he secretly thinks Sarah Palin is an idiot. And there's the whole Glenn Beck thing. Sure, his ratings were dropping, but they were still high. Was Beck fired, or did he quit? Nobody knows. New York claims that Ailes feared that Beck was too strong a presence. His brand was overtaking the network brand. Now Rolling Stone has jumped on the Ailes profile bandwagon. His profile claimed that Roger Ailes is so powerful, even his powerful boss Rupert Murdoch is afraid of him. A source close to Murdoch said that Murdoch thinks Ailes is crazy. According to the Stone, quote, Ailes is also deeply paranoid. Convinced that he has personally been targeted by Al-Qaeda for assassination, he surrounds himself with an aggressive security detail and is licensed to carry a concealed handgun, unquote. He also had bombproof glass installed in his office because he was afraid gay people might try to kill him. And the Fox News reporters and producers all work in a vast underground windowless bunker. Unlike the New York Magazine piece, however, which suggests that Ailes has overreached and Fox News is about to spiral downwards, the Stone suggests that he is primed to turn the Republican Party into a wholly owned subsidiary of Fox News. So is Ailes crazy like a fox or just plain crazy? I don't know. He doesn't seem like a fun guy to work for anyway, what with loaded weapons and chasing down janitors in the hallway because he thinks they might be terrorists. But I did read in the Stone article that the whole reason Fox News got off the ground in the first place is that Rupert Murdoch paid cable companies to run it from 11 to as much as 20 bucks per subscriber. Nothing wrong with that if you have the folding money to do it, but if Rupert Murdoch gave me $500 million, even I could create a news empire staffed by raving loonies. Raving loonies are thick on the ground these days. They work dirt cheap. If I tell them we're trying to get President Obama deported to Kenya, I bet I can get them to work for free. I gotta go.